Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. Semifinals in the Olympics between Slovakia and the U.S. of A. going on right now. As I believe it's still 1-0 USA. They're just coming back from commercial. Let's say hello now to Madam President from the Nashville Predators, Michelle Kennedy, who is with us now. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. You're probably doing the same thing we are and, you know, keeping an eye on what's going on in Milan between the U.S. and Slovakia. Hopefully we can see the U.S. take on Canada, even though our man UC Saros fought hard today. Canada able to get the best of Finland, but Juice played well in net, and so did Erik Haala scoring a goal.
So close. Before we jump in, I want to congratulate your colleague and our friend Adam Vinyan on doubling his child count in the last few hours.
Yes.
Hope all is well as he has twice as many kids as he had just a day or two ago. So congratulations to Adam.
That is correct. Adam and his wife Bridget welcoming a baby girl into the world, and all is well. Everybody's doing fine from what Adam has told me. So it's good to hear.
The Olympics, it toys with you, right? Like I don't find myself being excited when Dylan Larkin scores a goal very often, but today I know.
And it's funny. It's like you want to cheer for the Predators and hope they do well individually, but then obviously that U.S. pride will come in as well, and you want the Americans to do well. But it's just fun, and as a president of an NHL team, I know you have to be proud that the NHL players are participating again.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned our players. Our players showed and are continuing to show so well. You know, Roman was the captain of the Swiss team. He just looks regal out there, you know. He had a couple goals and some assists and was a big presence. And then, as you said, Juice and Haala almost pulled off a huge upset just shortly ago. And they're still going to be playing for a bronze. And then, you know, Phil scored a goal and was really professional through some very odd, seemingly odd things that were going on in the Swedish bench and in their club. But we still also have a shot at the gold. Our head athletic trainer, Kevin Morley, is with Team USA. So still a lot of fun stuff to watch. And then, you know, I don't know how you could have watched yesterday's win from the women's U.S. Olympic team as a young girl and not want to run out to the Ford Ice Centers and get ready for, you know, Olympics 4, 8, or 12 years from now. It's just a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of energy around it. And it's been a lot of fun to watch. We enjoyed a little time off as well. But this is a great crescendo with the U.S. teams doing so well for us to return to Bridgestone Arena Ice next week.
Well, and you kind of led me into my next question about the women winning gold yesterday. You know, we've watched hockey grow in this market in general, but when you see those girls and young women doing what they do, battling back, beating Canada, winning gold, what does that continue to do for the growth of hockey, not only in America, but right here in Nashville?
But it's incredible. I mean, if you can see it, you can be it. And it's not often that historically that young girls have had the opportunity to see elite displays of athleticism on the ice rink in the context of hockey before. So I think it's huge. You know, I think viewership has been absolutely incredible. We've seen more traffic in our Ford Ice Centers. I mean, we always have a lot of traffic in Ford Ice Centers, but this just creates some additional excitement. You know, I was talking to some of our folks who sell tickets yesterday, and during games when the U.S. is playing either on the men's side or the women's side, our phones are lighting up. I mean, people really are excited about it. So we love it when it translates into selling tickets, but we also love it when it translates into young boys and girls getting excited about hockey and visiting our ice centers.
Amen. Michelle Kenny with the Predators with us. So let's go back to this for a second. I mean, you guys have had programs for the girls for a while now. I mean, they're just, because I have friends that have, their daughters have played out there for years, and they just rave about what it does, the teamwork, the coaches and everything. So this has been around for a while, right?
Yeah, it has. And, you know, the growth of our girls' hockey programs over the last few years has been incredible. And so I am so excited to see what happens to that growth. It's already been aggressive. I think it will be exponentially greater and after on the other side of the Olympics, because this has been just such a great opportunity, as I said, to showcase that excellence and that athleticism, and for it to be for young girls, people who look like them, you know, and that, right, that means a lot. That matters a whole lot. So I think this will be a great accelerant for continued growth.
I think you guys at Bridgestone do your best work when you don't have time to take a break, right? I mean, so when they come back after the Olympics, you got, it's almost every night something's going on, and you got concerts, you got the SEC basketball tournament, we got the Preds return on Thursday. So, I mean, it is just pedal to the metal, right?
It is packed. So we start our we have tonight, we've got Billy Strings. Tomorrow night, we've got Billy Strings. Sunday, we've got Meet the Team. Monday, we've got Andre Bocelli on. Then we have Thursday hockey. We have March 5th, Women in Smashville night. Then Ford Military Week kicks off on March 19th. And, oh, by the way, we squeeze in the SEC tournament there, right, the week of March 11th. So it's going to be just, it's exhilarating, right? That's what we love to do. We hate downtime. And so we're excited about what we're about to ramp up.
Yeah. You guys do such a good work. Also, a reminder, that game on March the 2nd, Monday, that's a 1 o'clock start. People need to know that.
Right. And so the Olympics are great preparation for that. We've all been sitting in the middle of the day, finding ways to watch hockey in the Olympics on a weekday in the afternoon. We're going to do that again on March 1st. And you know, I think it was no coincidence that the timing came right after the Olympics, but the NHL wants to showcase players in prime time across Europe, which is why we watch games in the middle of the afternoon over here. It's prime time over in Europe. And that's what this game's about. So we'll be playing Detroit at 1 o'clock Central on March 2nd. And we encourage everyone to enjoy some PTO. We are rebranding PTO as Preds Time Off. And so we want everyone to take some PTO, Preds Time Off, and come see us play an old rival and some matinee hockey. I think it's fun. It'll be great fun, and be a whole lot of energy in the room. We've partnered with Metro Nashville Public Schools. We're going to have some students out. And we encourage any youth group, school, sports team, whoever, to come out to Bridgestone. Our group sales team is standing by, ready to help anyone that wants to come get here on the 2nd.
And also, fans can enjoy $1 hot dogs and 50% off Mick Ultra. So, look, because of hockey coverage, Joe and I don't have a show that day. So if you need to put us to work, just let us know.
Yes.
And you know what? We're also going to give the first 10,000 fans a Preds baseball jersey.
Oh, even better. Ooh, yeah.
So I just can't really come up with a reason not to be here at 1 o'clock on March 2nd, to be candid.
I agree. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I love the idea of, you know, and I heard our show before us talking about that. And Max was on and saying that the Preds have always been, you know, really cool and working with the NHL. That's why you see the Predators in all these different events, whether it's playing in Europe or you know, outdoor games. This is yet another cool thing that you all are going to be doing to showcase two, you know, really good teams. And like you said, old rivals that have some European players that have been featured in the Olympics. I think it's going to be neat on March 2nd.
Yeah, I think it's for the good of the game, right? I mean, we need to become as popular in Europe as we are in Canada and the U.S., and this is just a part of that. And as we march to the playoffs, we don't care what time of day we play. We just want to play games and win games and continue to play throughout the spring and into the summer. So we are delighted to be cooperative with the NHL and to do our part to continue to expand the game into other lands.
Indeed. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Good to talk to you guys. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Michelle Kennedy, president of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program, and they are back at it. Less than a week, they'll be here Thursday against the Blackhawks.
Right. I mean, look at that Bridgestone schedule for the next week and then all through March and April. Holy cow. I like it, though, man. I like when they're busy and hockey's being played, and hopefully the Preds get back Thursday night and make a nice little run because they're right there on the edge.
Oh, yeah. They're right there, and we'll see what, you know, you guys heard my interview with Brady Shea. We'll see what a little bit of rest can do, and See what happens.
Tried to get a question in that interview. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
Your questions were so good. I was like, I was going to ask that. I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
And you
was
you,
that
you,
it?
You did well.
The U.S. leads Slovakia 1-0 in the first period. We'll keep you updated on that. We'll come back. We'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. And by the way, shout out to our man Adam Vingen on the birth of his daughter, Elizabeth. Baby is doing great, 6 pounds, 0 ounces, and I think 18 and a half inches long is what he told us. So
Everybody's good.
Mom's good. Baby's good. Adam's tired, and Arlo is excited to be a big brother. So
love it.
Shout out to the Vingens on that, and obviously Connor Newt is going to fill in for Adam today, and we'll be on the show with Derek. So that is all coming up next. In just a few minutes, but we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.